from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. Indonesia stresses importance of carbon trading system. Indonesia pushes trade forums to boost micro, small, and medium enterprises' exports abroad. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, emphasized the importance of carbon trading in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. She explained in a statement on Saturday that carbon's economic value is crucial for upholding the principle outlined in Law No. 16 of 2016, which ratified the Paris Agreement. Therefore, the focus should be on supply and demand. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry considers carbon not just a commodity, but a service for reducing emissions, where CO2 supply comes not only from natural stock for trade, but also from carbon reduction practices, not merely from carbon offsets. Siti Nurbaya stated that carbon pricing aims to meet the climate targets outlined in the National Determined Contribution Document, which reflects Indonesia's commitment to the global community in reducing emissions. Indonesian Minister of Cooperative Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, is encouraging more trade forums abroad to expand export opportunities for domestic micro, small, and medium enterprises. In a statement on Saturday, he highlighted the government's proactive approach to facilitating their entry into the global market by organizing various trade forums abroad. One of the forums held at the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, United States, successfully recorded an export potential of around $461,700. The export potential was generated by 13 micro, small, and medium enterprises facilitated by the ministry, spanning sectors such as fashion, furniture, food and beverages, and startups. Minister Mas Duki remarked this success demonstrates the significant market potential for Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises in the United States. It also proves that Indonesian products are world-class quality and can compete in the global market. Indonesia's National Library has created 100 comics from ancient manuscripts in order to spread their content and messages among the community and attract the interest of young readers. At the 2024 Gemilang Perpustakaan Award event on Friday, the National Library's acting head, Aminuddin Aziz, observed that general readers find it hard to read and understand ancient manuscripts. For that reason, it is important to turn these manuscripts into visual media such as comics. He added that the National Library will continue to convert ancient scripts into other forms of media, such as film and animation. He emphasized that library managers must change the image of libraries as places that store books and materials. Libraries must become producers of reading materials, he said, adding that there are challenges to increasing the community's literacy index because of lack of coordination at the central to regional levels in holding activities to promote reading. The Indonesian Football Association plans to forge a partnership with the Royal Dutch Football Association, KNVB, to develop Indonesia's national football teams. The association chairman, Erick Thohir, at Gelora Bung Karno Stadium made the statement in Jakarta on Saturday. He explained that under the partnership, the two sides will collaborate to enhance the quality and experience of Indonesia's men's and women's national team across all age groups. Additionally, the partnership will encourage both football federations to organize regular friendly matches between their national teams. Erick Thohir further revealed that the Dutch side will assist in increasing the capacity of Indonesian football coaches. He explained that the Dutch Federation will provide mentoring for coaches from various Indonesian regions, aiming to establish a higher national coaching standard. Ethnic minorities in Bangladesh's southern hilly region are living in fear after clashes in which 4 people were killed and dozens wounded, police and witnesses said on Saturday. Sectarian violence sparked by the lynching of a Bengali man on Wednesday has displaced scores of ethnic families after homes and businesses were set on fire in Chittagong hill tracks, bordering Myanmar and northeast India. A 72-hour road and waterway blockade called by student-led ethnic groups is underway in 3 hilly districts of the tracks, home to several indigenous tribal groups. The protesters are calling for punishment for those responsible for the unrest. The U.S. Commerce Department is expected on Monday to propose prohibiting Chinese software and hardware in connected and autonomous vehicles on American roads due to national security concerns, two sources told Reuters. The Biden administration has raised a serious concern about the collection of data by Chinese companies on U.S. drivers and infrastructure, as well as the potential foreign manipulation of vehicles connected to the internet and navigation system. The move is a significant escalation in the United States' ongoing restrictions on Chinese vehicles, software, and components. Last week, the Biden administration locked in steep tariff hikes on Chinese import, including a 100% duty on electric vehicles, as well as new hikes on EV batteries and key minerals. The Commerce Department plans to give the public 30 days to comment before any finalization of the rules, the sources said. Nearly all newer vehicles on U.S. roads are considered connected. Such vehicles have onboard network hardware that allows internet access, allowing them to share data with devices both inside and outside the vehicle. Heavy rain lashed central Japan on Sunday, with floods and landslides leaving one dead and at least 6 missing in an area already devastated by a major earthquake earlier this year. Muddy rivers ran high in Anamizu, a city on the Noto Peninsula, where damage from the January quake that killed at least 318 people is still visible, AFP reporter said. Authorities on Saturday had urged tens of thousands to evacuate, calling the rains unprecedented as the weather agency issued an emergency warning for the area that remained in place on Sunday. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on immigration bill to enforce Indonesian sovereignty. Indonesian Minister of Law and Human Rights Supratman Andi Aktas said the immigration bill is part of the realization of optimizing the enforcement of the sovereignty of the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. In a plenary meeting at the House of Representatives Thursday, Supratman said that the Third Amendment to Law No. 6 of 2011 concerning immigration is important to optimize the implementation of the immigration sector. According to him, this optimization is carried out by strengthening the immigration sector to carry out its function in providing immigration services, law enforcement, state security, and facilitators of community welfare development. The Minister of Law and Human Rights explained that the development of science and technology, especially in the field of transportation and communication facilities, has a significant impact on the ease of mobility of people from one country to another. On the other hand, the distance between countries is also getting closer and often without limits. Therefore, this condition must be responded to quickly and appropriately in accordance with the development of science and technology, including the optimization of laws and regulations. Supratman added that the immigration bill also became the answer to strengthening the Directorate General of Immigration, especially related to self-protection, reason for refusing people to leave Indonesian territory, the period of prevention, and sources of funding. This considering that the mobility of people between countries poses increasingly diverse risks and threats. Not only that, the immigration bill is believed to be in line with the spirit of creating a quality investment climate. In this case, immigration policies are important to attract investors, world-class talents, and foreign tourists. According to the Minister of Law and Human Rights, there are at least 5 strengthenings in the immigration bill. First, strengthening facilities and infrastructure for the implementation of immigration functions in the field of law enforcement and state security. Second, regulation regarding travel document of the Republic of Indonesia that can be proof of Indonesian citizenship. Third, affirmation of immigration regulations to reject people who will leave Indonesian territory. Fourth, affirmation of immigration functions in the field of prevention. And fifth, synergy in the implementation of data collection of foreigners at lodgings in Indonesian territory. The 7th plenary session of the Indonesian House of Representatives for 2024-2045 period approved the immigration bill. Furthermore, the immigration bill will be submitted to the President of Republic of Indonesia to be ratified into law. That was this week's Spotlight.
tentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
I'll start today in history of Voice of Indonesia with September the 22nd, 1969, the Summit of Islamic Countries. The Summit of Islamic Countries was held in Rabat, Morocco from September the 22nd until 25th, 1969. The result of the conference attended by 28 Islamic countries was the formation of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. Quoting kemlu.go.id, the conference also agreed to the Rabat Declaration, which affirmed the belief in Islam, respect for the UN Charter, and human rights. The formation of the OIC was initially driven by concerns of Islamic countries over various problems faced by Muslims, especially after the burning of part of the Al-Aqsa Holy Mosque on August 21, 1969. The establishing of the OIC, among other things, was aimed at increasing Islamic solidarity among member countries, coordinating cooperation between member countries, supporting international peace and security, as well as protecting Islamic holy places and helping the struggle of the Palestinian people. Moving on to September the 22nd, World Rhino Day. Since 2011, World Rhino Day has been celebrated internationally on September the 22nd by rhino experts and supports around the world. Quoting rhinos.org, World Rhino Day is a day to raise awareness of the five rhino species, namely the black rhino, white rhino, great one horn rhino, Sumatran rhino, and Javan rhino, and the efforts made to save them. Currently, the Sumatran rhino, Javan rhino, and one horn rhino are in endangered status. The International Union for Conservation of Nature estimates that the Sumatran rhino population is only around 47. I'll end today in history with the inauguration of the Garuda Wisnu Kencana statue in Bali on September the 22nd, 2018. The Garuda Wisnu Kencana statue is a 122-meter tall statue located in the Garuda Wisnu Kencana Cultural Park in Bali, Indonesia. It was designed by Inyoman Nuarte and inaugurated in September 2018 after 28 years of construction. The total height of the statue, including the 46-meter tall base, is 122 meters. The statue was designed to be the tallest statue in Indonesia and was inspired by an event rooted in Hinduism about Garuda searching for Tirta Amarta, the elixir of life. That was today in history.
Listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Andri P. Sanyi in Georgia. He was listening to English programs through frequency 4755 kHz on September 2, 2024 with SINPO 45544. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending audio of our English broadcast. It is so clear. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, here is a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Enjoy.
Andriansah, saya nikahkan dan saya kawinkan engkau kepada Ananda Nih Ketut Mahalini Ayu Raharja dengan mas kawin dibayar tunai.
Saya terima nikahnya dan kawinnya Niluh Ketut Mahalini Ayu Raharja binti Igede Suraharja dengan mas kawin yang tersebut dibayar tunai.
Alhamdulillah.
Kau ganti senyuman, lukiskan hayalan, susun cerita masa depan. Bisikan rayuan, merayu raya bahagia. Sayang, perjalanan kita akan berlayar, berlabuh di tujuan yang sama, bermuara di keabadian. Sayang, sayang. kita akan berlayar, berlabuh di tujuan yang sama.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. In today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesian Badminton Association to change the entry path for national training athletes. The general chairperson of the Indonesian Badminton Association, Fadil Imran, said he wanted to imitate the steps of the Indonesian U20 national team coach Indra Syafri in selecting national soccer team players by changing the entry path for badminton players to the National Training Center. This plan will make the entry path for national training no longer only from the national selection held at the beginning of the year. The hope is that there will be potential badminton players who may not have been detected by the national radar. In football, this is often done by Indra Syafri. He often goes to the region to look for talented footballers who are not monitored. Fadli, after attending the individual badminton final of the 21st Aceh North Sumatra National Sport Week 2024 in Deli Serdang Thursday, said that in the future, his plan as the elected general chairperson of the association will change the regulation, that the recruitment of national training athletes is not only from national selection held at the end of the year, it can be from talent scouting. Talent scouts can see the development in the regions. Another method that will be carried out is to also provide space for the national circuit to show where the points are indeed ranked well. This plan, said Fadli, is so that the national training camp entry path becomes more even, so that potential athletes who fail in the national selection due to several factors can still occupy the national training camp with other entry paths. Through the new system later, this will also further encourage the Badminton Association in each province to work hard to develop athletes in their respective regions. From the athlete's side, this plan was welcome, such as the winner of the 2024 National Sport Week Men's Singles Gold, Richie Duta Ricardo, who considered the new systems to be fairer. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Now we will reply to an email from Najim Udin in India. In his email, he wished RRI to have more and more progress and success to connect people around the world. He also wishes a bright future and all-round success to all its well-wishers. in his letter, Najimuddin as VOI souvenirs. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your prayers and wishes. But I'm really sorry because at this moment, we cannot meet your request. I hope you're not disappointed. Instead, I'll play a beautiful song. So keep listening to VOI and here is the song.
Kisah kita seperti yang dulu, karena kini ku merasa sendiri. Aku tanya kapan ada waktu, tak ku dengar sedikit.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Semawang Beach in Bali. Sanur is a sub-district in the South Denpasar district, Denpasar City, Bali, renowned for various enchanting beaches, one of which is Semawang Sanur Beach. The waves in this beach are not too big, so you can enjoy it safely while on vacation to Bali. Semawang Beach, which has calm waves, makes its shoreline safe enough to be used as a playground, including for children. This beach also has clean white sand, allowing tourists to sit and relax comfortably. You can also do various water sports such as canoeing, snorkeling, and diving around the beach. The underwater beauty is very stunning for tourists because you can freely see various coral reefs and small fish under the seawater. The calm waves make it easier for tourists to approach and play amongst the coral reef. In addition to water sports, this beach is also suitable for use as a place for land sports such as jogging and cycling. To facilitate those who are keen in cycling, there is a bicycle rental here. And what's even more interesting, because this beach is on the east coast of Bali, therefore, it is suitable for watching the beautiful sunrise. In fact, many people say if you want to watch the wonderful sunrise, you go to Sanur Beach, while for sunset, Kuta Beach is more popular. No wonder early in the morning, tourists would flock to Sanur beaches, including Semawang Beach, just to watch the amazing sunrise. It is very easy to reach Semawang Beach, which is located on Jalan Kusuma Sari Sanur, South Denpasar, Denpasar City, Bali. Tourists who come to Bali from Ngurah Rai Airport can go directly to the beach location, which is only about 30 minutes away. Various facilities provided around Semawang Beach, such as gazebos, canoe rental places, boat rentals, toilets, prayer rooms, and also a large parking area, make Semawang Beach widely visited by domestic and foreign tourists. Semawang Beach, with its beauty and enchanting appeal, can be used as a vacation spot to escape the daily grind. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I'll reply to an email from Jawad Saber in Morocco. He was listening to our program in German through frequency 3325 kHz. He also enclosed recording audio of German program. Hello, sir. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. Yes, I have heard the audio you sent. I am so glad because it is clear. Please be patient with the reply from the German section. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song for you. Well, listener, as information, you can access our broadcast Voice of Indonesia through 3325 and 4755 kHz, also 7780 kHz, broadcasted by WRMI. If you have suggestion or criticism, please send them to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Kisah kita.
rasa.
Meski berlagak tak mau kau tahu, ku merasakan yang sama.
Caramu tersenyum tertawa merangkai canda, buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara? Semua yang kau punya benar istimewa. Sayangnya semesta tak restukan kisah.
You just enjoyed the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. Next, we have Miss Selene.
Miss Selene today is featuring women from Rote Island represents Indonesia at the 2024 Oscars. The film Women from Rote Island will represent Indonesia for the 2024 Oscars. Women from Rote Island was selected by the Indonesian Oscar Selection Committee to advance in the International Feature Film category, and Women from Rote Island is the best film at the 2023 Indonesian Film Festival. This film has also entered several world film festivals such as the New York Film Festival, Danang Asian Film Festival, and Cannes Film Festival. This 97th Oscars will be held on March the 2nd, 2025. Broadcast live from the Dolby Theater at Ovation Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, United States, to more than 200 territories worldwide. Previously, there were 16 Indonesian film titles selected by the committee since the beginning of the month. The Indonesian Oscar Selection Committee itself was formed by the management of the Indonesian Film Company Association and has been accredited by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The observer team consists of renowned Indonesian film figures, held a rigorous discussion on the 16 Indonesian film titles that had been registered. This film tells the story of the bitter experience of Martha, an illegal migrant worker who was finally repatriated from Sabah, Malaysia. Martha's return was a joy for her family, especially Orpha and Bertha. However, Martha returned home without bringing any results after working for 2 years in the neighboring country. Martha actually experienced severe depression because she was raped on the plantation where she worked as a palm oil laborer. Women from Rhode Island stars Linda Ado, Irma Rihi, Salum Ratuke, Van Jove, Putri Suarez, Boy Leonard, Orpha, Padeletti, Bowling, and many others. That was Miss Selene for Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lala Huta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marks their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lala Huta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123, and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lalahuta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Boni Eko on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lalahuta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch, but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells the story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end the relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lalahuta. Enjoy the song.
Perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku. Jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
South Indonesia.
Memang dulu aku takut kehilangan kamu. Semua rasa saja.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Please give your suggestion and criticism to our email voilisteners@gmail.com or through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram @VOI_official @VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.